Привет, меня зовут Майя Корниш. Я из русской семьи, и я этим горжусь.
Hi, my name is Maya Cornish. I'm from a Russian family and proud of it. I was born in America, but my first language is Russian, since that's all my family spoke when I was born. I didn't learn how to speak or write in English until I began kindergarten.
My mom likes to tell the story of when I was in kindergarten, I knew every answer to the questions, but I answered them all in Russian. Has a good laugh with that. And about my mom, she is a full-blooded Russian
and came over to the U.S. when she was in her 20s for college. She was the first one to go to college in her family. In Russia, there are nicknames for every name, as long as it's Russian or Russian-like. So she named my two younger brothers, Lucas and Evan, as well as me, with two purposes. So we were able to write them easily in Russian and have nicknames. I have three, Mayusha, Mayetcha, and Mashusha. I know what you're thinking. If it's a nickname, why is it so long? It's a pet name, basically. Like Alexander is shortened to Alexei, or Sasha, and Anastasia is shortened to Nastya or Stasia. It all really depends. I'm very proud of being Russian, but the United States media doesn't portray us positively. We're seen as liars, cold-hearted, and out for our own personal gain. Because of past history and a few harsh Russian historical leaders, specifically Stalin and Putin and Lenin, the entire country and its people are stereotyped negatively. Most leaders try to do what's best for their country. I'm not saying that all leaders are doing what's best for the country. They may actually be out for their own personal gains. And most Americans think that Russian was full-on communist. It wasn't. It was socialist. They can be quite similar, but there was a difference. Russia had a communist party, but overall, it was socialist. Whenever I mention to a crowd of people that I'm Russian, there's always a subtle moment of silence, a subtle flash across their faces of the thought, is she one of us? Is she dreaming the American dream? I'm often bombarded with questions about Russia and my heritage, which I happily answer to help dispel those stereotypes. Some of the most common questions I get are how to say grandmother in Russian. You will gain the adoration of just about any Russian if you say this correctly. Nearly every American that has tried to say this to me has said babushka, which is wrong. The correct way is babushka, with the stress on the first syllable. If it helps, physically move your body on the first syllable and then kind of release the tension on the other two. I'm also asked if I know the Russian national anthem by heart, and I don't. I barely even know the United States anthem. I do think that the Russian anthem is quite beautiful and definitely showcases the strength and love for the country. People have also asked me if I've been to Russia before, and the answer to that is yes, multiple times. I have been to the city of St. Petersburg itself, and I remember walking up and down the cobblestone streets and sidewalks and looking up to some of the older buildings of the city, now used for offices and other purposes. Some are painted in pastels, and others have the beauty of its architecture so detailed that you can see the emotion on a statue's face. I've also been to the rural outskirts of St. Petersburg, which is called Taitse, and my grandmother, Babushka Luba, whose name is Lubov and means love. And surnames have name days, so my grandmother has a name day. But continuing on, she owned a house in Taitse. My babushka Shura, who is not related to me at all, but I think of her as family, still the same, lives there and grows some of the best fruit I've ever tasted. She grows strawberries, called Lubnika, and raspberries, called Malina. Because I was not raised in Russia, I've attempted to advance my understanding of the language and culture, most recently through attending summer camps at the University of North Georgia, which were focused on the culture and the language. I learned how to write in cursive, which every Russian does, as well as all six of the Russian grammar cases. English has three, which are nominative, accusative, and genitive. Basically, subjective, he, objective, him, and possessive, his. I do my best to be able to teach people what Russians are actually like, and step by step, change the perspective of Russians and the Russian culture, despite negative portrayals perpetuated by the media. I love being Russian, I love the vibrant Russian culture, and I love being able to show people another perspective on Russian life. Thank you for listening. До свидания.